For the Spring Sports Spotlight on 92.1 KRLS, I'm Andrew Schneider. His name is already among some of the greatest in the storied distance programs at Pella High School, both on the track and in cross country. And he has 2 years yet to join the elite of the elite, aiming for state championship glory. Josiah Wittenberg joins us to talk about the 2020 track season he missed and what's ahead over the next 2 years. Just tell us what it's been like missing out on the season so far. How you've been handling it, knowing you're missing out on some pretty special opportunities with these guys?
It's definitely hard. I mean, there's definitely a lot of seniors that I really wish I could have had one more season to run with. But, I mean, at the same time, there's nothing we could have really done about it. So, I don't know. I mean, I've been just trying to look ahead. I mean, I did have some big goals this season, but now I'm just going to have to push those back one more year and just hope to improve on those.
You know, you're coming off of a great cross-country season and really a great finish at the state meet last year. You kind of talked a little bit about those goals. What were the things that you had in mind for not only yourself, but this group of guys in particular, knowing that you guys all came off of such strong seasons, whether it was track or cross-country?
Well, I think for me personally, like, I had an amazing freshman season, but there was definitely some, I guess you could say, downsides. So, like, at the state meet, I kind of placed just outside of scoring points in the 3,200 and the 1,600. So that kind of, like, I don't know, that's just kind of stuck with me. And so that's an extra motivation that I was gonna use this season. Now it's going to obviously carry on to the next season to hopefully improve on that. So that was my big goal this season, was to really improve on those two events. And then also, like, with the our Fulbright team, we finished second last year, and the team that beat us was Sergeant Bluff Luton. They had, I think, like, two or three seniors on that team. So we were going to come back as a top team. And so it's comforting knowing that we'll all be back this next year, but that still takes away the chance that we could have had, like, a two-peat.
But across the entire team in both cross country and in track, you have a lot of juniors and sophomores that were going to contribute this year, and likely some freshmen coming up as well. You're going to miss out on some of the experiences with the senior class, but what are you hoping to accomplish and work towards now, knowing that you still have some opportunities coming up in the future?
Well, I mean, I think the biggest thing is that, you know, we're going to have to step up, as obviously, like, with some of the seniors, like, I'm thinking, like, Mason Shotput, and then, like, Ben Jablonski, and, like, the sprinters. Like, there's going to be some holes that are now opening up for people to fill, and so there's going to be a lot of guys who are going to have to step up throughout this next year, whether that's some of us in this group here or some freshmen or soon-to-be sophomores. So that'll be interesting. I think that'll be the biggest thing, because, a lot of us are just going to have to start taking up more roles.
Because you know that a lot of these guys have been to state before, have been in a lot of races before, you know, how do you think that's going to help this group come along? Because, again, you do lose some great seniors, but it seemed like a ton of potential to not only do things, especially as an individual, but Coach Van Houwen and company really think that this group the next couple of years can really make some noise at the state level.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think, it's definitely going to be very beneficial for that. A lot of us know what it's like, because, I mean, I think we can all agree that the difference between regular track meet and running at the Blue Oval, I mean, it's dramatically different. I mean, the atmosphere is it's insane. So I think really the biggest thing is that, because we know what to expect, it's going to help with our nerves, because at least I know for me personally, I mean, I was terrified when I got down to the track and when the gun went off. So I think it'll definitely help, because we'll be able to comfort the other runners. And so, yeah.
When you think about some of your favorite memories, you've been to state cross country, you've been to state track and state cross country state multiple times. How do you hope to try and keep that level up, you know, when you're not having regular competition, and what are the challenges that you think you'll face going into next season, knowing that you're going to want to try and do that again under what could be some very different circumstances with how this virus has impacted events?
I think the biggest thing is really, I mean, the biggest thing that I've learned from this experience is to really take advantage of those little moments. And I think, honestly, like, over the years, like my favorite memory are the times that I'm with my teammates and stuff. And so really, I think just to keep focused on those things, like, I mean, we brought up, like, how how nice it was just to have like those first couple weeks of practices, even if we didn't get any meets, just being with the team. Those are like, those are the memories that you're going to remember, like those things when you're dinking around at practice or dinking around on a long run or just those little things. So I think heading into this next year when we don't really know what to expect with this virus, I think it's just really important to take advantage of the little moments that you get to be just with your teammates.
For the Spring Sports Spotlight about Pella High School track and field sophomore Josiah Wittenberg, I'm Andrew Schneider on KRLS.